Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of sharp, insightful marketing news. Today we're diving into everything from the latest in AI-driven advertising and retail, to the evolving strategies of global brands reaching multicultural audiences, and even a first-hand look at crisis reporting from the heart of an Ebola outbreak. Let's get right into the stories shaping the marketing world today. First up, let's talk about ChatGPT's latest move in the UK. As reported by Digiday, OpenAI has started rolling out ads in ChatGPT for UK users, just weeks after laying the groundwork for advertising in Europe. The big focus right now is privacy compliance. OpenAI's updated EU ads policy, published June 2nd, makes it clear. Ads will only be served to users who have explicitly opted in, with consent as the legal basis for processing personal data. That's a big departure from the legitimate interest justification some platforms use for targeted ads. If users consent, their data, including past chats, ad history, and even advertiser-provided info, can be used to personalize ads. If not, they'll see generic, contextual ads based only on things like location and the context of the current conversation. The UK launch mirrors the US playbook. First, inventory is sold via OpenAI reps, with self-serve ads manager access to follow. Currently, only US advertisers can use the ads manager, but they can buy UK inventory. Dentsu is already involved, and agency partners are scrambling to get campaigns live. OpenAI is scaling fast, projecting $2.5 billion in ad revenue this year and a massive leap to $102 billion by 2030. For marketers, this means a brand new channel is opening up, but with the added complexity and opportunity of user-driven privacy controls. Speaking of AI, Walmart is making headlines for both its ambitious use of artificial intelligence and its practical approach to managing costs. According to Modern Retail, Walmart's CEO John Furner highlighted how AI is enabling unprecedented personalization and efficiency across the company. AI tools are helping employees, from tech teams to store managers, complete projects faster and build better customer experiences. One internal tool, CodePuppy, democratizes access to data and automation, but Walmart recently had to limit usage because of skyrocketing demand and redundant prompts. CTO Suresh Kumar noted that non-technical staff are now using AI as much as engineers, but there's a need to cut down on inefficiency, like repeatedly asking the same questions. On the customer side, Walmart is experimenting with AI-driven shopping both on its own site and via external agents like ChatGPT. They've learned that owning the final checkout experience is critical, especially after OpenAI's instant checkout feature didn't pan out. Walmart's EVP of AI acceleration, Daniel Danker, explained that AI is moving the retailer from simple product recommendations to anticipating entire meal plans, and even responding to prompts that don't start with shopping but end with a Walmart purchase. The bottom line, AI is transforming both internal workflows and customer journeys, but Walmart is keeping a close eye on costs and control. Now, let's shift to a global stage, the FIFA World Cup, and how US brands are still missing the mark with Hispanic audiences. Adweek reports that even as the US becomes the world's second-largest Spanish-speaking country, ad spend on Spanish-language programming has barely budged, growing from just 3% to 4% of total budgets over the past 30 years. That's despite US Hispanics driving nearly a third of the country's GDP growth in 2023 and representing a $2 trillion economy. Telemundo's new World Cup campaign is taking a different approach by focusing on the viewers and asking, why tú, con quién lo vas a ver? Who will you be watching with? Tapping into Latino values of family and community. The campaign recognizes that language use in Hispanic households is fluid. Spanish, English, and code switching are all part of the viewing experience. This isn't just a matter of translation, it's about representing cultural realities. The Super Bowl halftime show is a case in point, from Gloria Estefan singing in English in 1992, to Bad Bunny's almost entirely Spanish performance in 2026. Data from Zappi shows that more than half of US Hispanics found Bad Bunny's performance meaningful, compared to only 30% of non-Hispanic viewers. For marketers, the lesson is clear. Success comes from reaching the whole household, in both languages, and embracing the complexity of multicultural America. In the world of media and leadership shakeups, Adweek has an exclusive on the Trade Desk's chief revenue officer, Anders Mortensen, leaving the company after just 7 months. Mortensen, who joined from Google in October, is stepping down, with COO Vivek Kundra taking over his responsibilities in an expanded role. The company's statement frames this as a natural evolution for a fast-scaling global tech company, expressing gratitude for Mortensen's contributions. While the details of his departure remain under wraps, this move signals ongoing changes at the top of one of AdTech's most influential firms, something for marketers and partners to watch closely as the Trade Desk continues to evolve. And finally, a powerful human story from the front lines of crisis reporting. Adweek's TV newser interviewed CNN's chief international correspondent, Clarissa Ward, who has been reporting from Bunia, the epicenter of the latest Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Ward and her team were the only TV news crew on the ground, navigating layers of protective gear and strict protocols to enter the Ebola red zone at Bunia General Hospital. The outbreak has caused 62 deaths and 363 confirmed cases so far, according to the CDC. Ward detailed the challenges authorities face, especially around local funeral customs where touching and washing the body is a key tradition, making containment difficult. She shared a striking moment not seen on air, hearing an upbeat radio jingle about Ebola precautions, underscoring how radio is a vital channel for public health communication in a region with low literacy and limited access to TV or smartphones. Ward's takeaway: despite enduring 17 Ebola outbreaks, widespread poverty, and decades of conflict, the resilience and courage of the people in the DRC is profoundly humbling, a reminder of the human stories at the heart of every crisis. That wraps up today's brief. Whether it's AI reshaping retail and advertising, brands learning to speak to multicultural audiences, or the essential role of storytelling in times of crisis, the marketing landscape is evolving fast. Stay curious, stay sharp, and remember, the best insights come from asking the right questions. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.